The Goulburn Valley is 95.3 Triple M. Brecky with Shawnee doing it for the Ship RSL. And I'm joined by homicide detective Ron Iddles, who worked in the famous case of Michelle Buckingham. She was left for dead way back in 1983, brutally murdered, dumped in long grass on the side of a road in Kiala East. Ron, thanks for joining us on Triple M.
No, it's a pleasure.
Ron, I've got some audio here that I'm going to play to you. It's from a function a couple of years back that you were at. And well-known Melbourne crime reporter John Sylvester, he said this about the Michelle Buckingham case.
There's a reporter who wants to meet you, a country reporter, by the name of Tammy Mills, and she's a total pain in the ass. Well, he got that right. And it was because Tammy had pestered Ron about an old cold case, Michelle Buckingham, a teenage girl who had been murdered in the 80s in Shepparton. And Ron said because she nagged so long, he agreed to open the case. And as a consequence, the paper that Tammy worked for at the time, the Shepparton News, ran a blanket coverage of what had happened. And someone came forward to Ron, and as a result, a suspect was nominated, charged, and later convicted.
How much of a pain was Tammy?
Oh, no, she was very persistent. And I've often said, you know, she did put a lot of pressure on me, but rightly so. At the particular time, we didn't have sufficient staff, I guess, probably to go out and investigate it. But I drove to Shepparton and I met Tammy. And, you know, Tammy was very passionate about it. She'd gone and met Michelle's mother. And she was saying, you know, everyone seems to have forgotten this 16-year-old girl who was found, you know, in a table drain, you know, multiple stab wounds. And I agreed then to Tammy to write the story. And I said, well, predominantly I'll work on it myself, which I did.
Did you kind of have not an inkling that Tammy knew something, but I guess because she'd met with the mother and that's where her passion came from for this?
I think Tammy's passion has always probably been around crime reporting, but Tammy went and saw Elvira, which was Michelle's mum. They sat down and she said, look, you know, I want to write a story. And I think when you do that, especially for Elvira, the emotions are still raw, even though it's 29 years on.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, no, you can write the story. And then it was the next step was to get the homicide squad involved, which is where I became involved. But the reality is, without Tammy Mills, it would be sitting in a box covering, collecting dust.
Yeah, if she hadn't have done that, or that full cover story, who knows what would have happened, or what wouldn't have happened, I should say. How often were you thinking about this case when it was sitting there cold? Was it something that was on your mind daily or weekly?
Oh, no, because we had like 240 cases to look at, which were unsolved. So I was aware of it, but it wasn't one that was at my at the forefront. So it wasn't until Tammy rang and I went up and then I started to reread the file. And once I read the file, I found it amazing as to how Gregory Gledhill could have been charged in the first place. So, you know, sometime down the track, I was able to come out and say, well, you know, I'm confident that he was never involved.
Yeah, you had to go up to Queensland and knock on the door of, what was his name
again? Stephen Bradley.
Yeah, did you know when he looked you in the eyes that time right then that he was guilty?
Oh, the first time that we met him, he was coming home from work and we invited him back to the Brisbane Homicide Squad. But after that first interview, I knew that definitely he was involved, but then it becomes a case of establishing enough evidence to get to the point where you could actually charge him.
And what about these days yourself, Ron? Are you fully retired? What are you up to these days?
Well, I'm retired, so I've been retired 12 months. I live at Trinity Beach up near Palm Cove.
Oh, nice.
Far north Queensland, but I consult to the Victorian government. In a block of about 4 days a month. So I'm tracking about 61 projects, which include the additional 2,729 police helicopters and a whole range of other projects. So I'm still involved, I guess, with law enforcement, but consult to the police minister.
The night's happening next Friday night, the 16th of March. Michelle Buckingham, Inside Story, you're going to be there. Tammy Mills is going to be there. I suppose you don't want to spoil the night too much, but what can the guys expect?
I think people love crime, but true crime is something that I think people find fascinating. You know, for the first 45 minutes, they'll get a bit of a collage of how you actually investigate. We'll talk about a whole range of other cases. And then, you know, we'll probably spend another 45 minutes just solely on Michelle's case. So I think it's just a great insight and shows that homicide squad detectives never give up. There's always hope and failure is not an option. So I think for those who haven't been to one of these nights before, come along, support it. All the money that's raised will go to your local hospital.
Been talking to homicide detective Ron Eddles in regards to the Michelle Buckingham inside story case that's coming up next Friday night, the 16th of March. All the details at riverlinksvenues.com.au in the What's On section. Ron, thanks for your time on Triple M.
Pleasure.